When you want to record, sister, be sure that you have the record button and the play button pushed down simultaneously. Also, you have to have the little button pushed on the microphone. The REW on the machine stands for rewind, and the FF means to reverse it to the other side of the reel, the tape that is. I don't think you'll need either one of those. Then when you want to make sure that it's picking up the sound, all you need to do is press the play button. If you have something recorded and you press the record and the play button at the same time when you want to listen to something, you will then erase what you have recorded. One of these. And then, of course, the eject button lifts the little lid for the cassette tape. This is merely a test.
The reason I wanted to go to St. Benedict's was because Kate was here. And I really loved Kate. We slept together. We did all our work together. We scrubbed the kitchen together. We did all sorts of things together. And we'd gotten so that we depended on each other. Is that loud enough now?
Right.
We could finish the eighth grade at home, but no more than that. And later on, our nieces and Kate's children went to Painesville High School or to Cold Spring High School.
But tell us where you went.
I went to St. Benedict's.
Mm-hmm. But you stayed home a year in between?
Yes. My father insisted that we learn the things that my mother knew. He said that was education, too. Mm-hmm. And so I remember I cried and Mama came to me. I was in the pantry. You know that little pantry there? And I was crying.
Talk louder.
And Mama said, well, she said, I'm a teacher too. I can teach you things that you don't know. I said, well, that's all right. But I want to go where Kate is. I was really crazy about that.
So then you went to school here at St. Benedict's.
Mm-hmm. Then my father said he couldn't really afford to send the two of us because St. Benedict's was an expensive school. And but he said we'd go down there and see what it was like, what it would cost. If he had enough money, he said there'd be no objection. And Mama said, well, she was inheriting some money from her home, and that could be used too.
So you came here to high school?
I came here to high school. But I thought I'd die with lonesomeness. Well, Kate was teaching then. She went from here to a state university in St. Cloud and got her certificate to teach.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you went to high school how long? 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then what made you decide to become a nun?
Well, I like the sisters. And I had been wanting to be a nun before I came here. The Franciscan sisters from Little Falls would come every year to collect for the orphanage that they had. They had that privilege in the diocese. And so I used to, oh, I'd like them so much, the sisters. But my father said, no, you're going to be a Benedictine. But he came from the Rhineland, where there were no Franciscans, there were just Benedictines.
And the prayerful life that you led at home, was that an influence?
Oh, I'm sure it was.
What did you do at home to observe Sunday or Lord's Day?
Well, what we ordinarily did, went to Mass, get up and went to Mass. If we had gone to confession the day before, then we could go to communion. But my father made sure that we'd been to confession.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he read out of the Bible on Sunday?
Mm-mm.
Or out of a prayer book or what?
To us? No. At home? No.
Didn't you spend some time in prayer on Sunday at home?
Yes, when we lived in the store. But I don't remember now. We called it a new home, you know,
mm-hmm.
that we did there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then What made you decide to stay on and get a bachelor's degree here at St. Benedict's?
Well, I joined here, and then the sisters my age and education that they had were going to the university. So Sister Tekla taught 7th grade, and I was teaching 8th grade. And she said, come on, let's go down to the university, too. I said, well, that'll be fine if you make arrangements that I can go.
But, Sister, you stayed here and got a bachelor's degree?
No. No.
Where did you get your bachelor's
degree? University of Minnesota.
They didn't offer a bachelor's degree here?
Not then, just high school.
Okay.
And we were glad to get that. Well, and I got my bachelor's in summer, attending summer sessions. Mm-hmm. And that's where I met Olive Johnston. Mm-hmm. We've been friends ever since.
That's a long time.
Yes.
And so then, after you got your bachelor's degree, then you taught various mm-hmm. places, didn't you?
Well, I taught at the Cathedral High School, and I taught the little grades here, mm-hmm. 3rd and 4th grade.
Okay, Sister, so then the bishop wanted a sociology department here at the college, or how did that all come about?
Yes. Well, the University of Minnesota was accrediting the College of St. Benedict, and so they insisted that there would be a department of sociology. Mm-hmm. No college in those days existed unless it had a department of sociology. So I went down and I saw Dr. Chapin, F. Stuart Chapin, who has since died. We talked about it, and he said certain courses I had to take. And they were introductory sociology and economics and social work, mm-hmm. so field work.
Mm-hmm. And so...
And they didn't teach it here. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to go to a Catholic. Dr. Chapin told me he wasn't Catholic himself, but he said, you want to get sociology at the Catholic University or some Catholic university, because there is a Catholic sociology. And what we're teaching here is different. Mm-hmm. Is it all right still? And he was so honest with me.
Mm-hmm. And so how did you go about being accepted at Catholic U?
Well, I talked to Mother then and said that I thought I should get the sociology at Catholic University or some Catholic University. Dr. Chapin said so. And she said, well, find out where they teach it and you can go there. I said, it may cost some money. And she said, well, it's worth it. She was very, that was Mother Cecilia Kapsner. It was very kind of her. And so my stomach is growling.
Mm-hmm. So then what?
And so I said, well, I had better get the bishop's permission to do that, to go to a non-Catholic university. And she said, well, you can go down and see him. And I said, I wish you'd go with me. I don't know the bishop, and I'd be scared to put this whole thing before him. Well, she said, you'll have to do it before him anyway in my presence. And I said, well, that'll be all right. I won't mind that. Mm-hmm. And so we went down. And he said, well, that's the thing to do. It's the only thing you can do. And he said, I'm going to the bishop's meeting. But all that's written up in that thing that you didn't bring over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the bishop said, well, try Catholic University. He said, I'm going out there to the bishop's meeting. I'll tell them. Oh, I had already written and gotten a letter back saying that I'd have to go to the sisters' college And I said to the bishop, well, I have more credits than the Sisters College give in sociology. So he said, well, and I said, here's the letter that they answered me. They're not accepting women at Catholic University. I'd have to go to Sisters College. And so he read the letter and he said, well, I'll tell them. Like we used to say, my father said, he read it in Levittenlesen. I'm going to tell them a thing or two. And so, well, anyway, he went and then he telephoned back to the convent. And the mother wasn't mother, it was Mother Louise. Mother Louise wasn't very bright. She wasn't here. She was out in Tacoma, Washington. So Sister Secunda was a sub-prioress. She phoned to Mother, and she said to Sister Secunda, well, you do whatever you feel should be done. And I'm perfectly satisfied that Sister Ina should go there by herself because she's a reliable person. And of course that inflated my ego. So she got everything ready. She telephoned the bishop in Washington that I was coming. And he said, well, he'd meet me at the depot, but he didn't. But I didn't blame him for not me, because I didn't know myself what train I'd come on. So,
so then you went to register, or?
Well, then I went to Washington, and Father John A. Ryan met me at the depot. And he seemed really glad. He said he was in on the meetings, and he put in his 2 cents worth where the bishops met. And he said, here we have a great Catholic university, world-renowned, and a sister wants to come here to attend it, and you won't let her in. He said, that's not the way to do. Mm-hmm. So with that, they said I could come. Then I went, and he met me there, and he had arranged with the Benedictine Sisters in Brooklyn. That's a suburb of Washington. Catholic University is located in that, within walking distance, that I could board and room there. My room was an old classroom made over. I remember the first night I thought to myself, Sister Leoncia and a few sisters here were kind of strawberry, you know. But I tell you, I would have been glad to have been with them. These Benedictines weren't any good. They had no manners, they had no, their food was awful. And we had places in chapel, and we had to be in those places. Mm-hmm. And the Benedictine fathers, Father Moore's class, or Thomas Werner Moore's,
hold it close.
Thomas Werner Moore's group, they came to read Mass in the morning for us. Mm-hmm. And Thomas Werner Moore was teaching psychology, so Father John A. Ryan made out a whole program for me, and that was one of the courses I had to take. I had to get a minor in psychology.
Okay, how did you go about registering?
Well, I had a register, and the registration fee was $100. So, but they knew that here, and so they gave me a check for $100 to use for registration fee. Then when I got in there, in the room where Mr. Borden was, I've heard awful things since about him, but he was the registrar. And he looked at me and he said, you get out of here. He said, you don't belong here. I'm registering the fellows. See, this is a boys' school. And so, and he wouldn't register me. He said, come on, you next fellow, come. Ignore this sister. She's a woman. We don't accept women in this university. And I spoke up and said, well, the bishop, Bishop Bush told me that they had settled that in a meeting, the bishop said, and that they would accept one woman this year and maybe more other years. He said, more. He said, one is enough. And he wouldn't take my money and he wouldn't register me. So Dr. Monsignor Pace was vice president of the university, and he was in the room opposite, just across the hallway. And I marched over there and I said to Monsignor Pace, I said, I had no luck. I said, here's my $100. But Warden wouldn't take that. And I had to. He said he wouldn't register any woman. He said, well, I'll go over there and I'll tell him in no uncertain terms he's got to register you. So he went over. Very soon he came back and he took me by the arm and took me into Warden. And Mr. Warden said, that woman in here again? He said, I'm not going to register her. He said, well, then you go and I register her, Monsignor Pace said. You have to find that letter. I wrote it up for the archives at Catholic University. They asked me to do that, so I did. And
so then you were registered, sister, and you started attending classes. Mm-hmm. What was the reaction?
Well, the fellows were very nice to me, held the door for me and let me go ahead. And they said, we don't have the feeling that Borden has. Mm-hmm. Borden never went to sister school. We did.
But did they think you were in the wrong place?
No. No, they didn't think I belonged to sister's college, like Borden kept on saying. He said, if you want to go to Catholic University, you have to go where the sisters are, and they're over in the sister's college. Mm-hmm. So I didn't bother.
But right at the beginning, did some of the boys think you were in the wrong place?
No, they didn't. If they did, they never expressed it. I didn't hear it. Mm-hmm. So, but I found the boarding place and rooming place very difficult. Mm-hmm. It was a struggle for me to really go there. Mm-hmm. And so.
So some of the friends you made at that time, sister?
Well, one of the priests, he was just a fellow then, from Omaha, I've forgotten his name, but it's in that letter that's over there in the files.
When did you meet and get to know Mrs. Davis?
Not until the second year.
When did you get a PhD?
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She dates all the way back to then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
When did you meet Margaret Mead?
Well, when I began applying for funds to do research among the Indian reservations, Monsignor Kirby contacted her for me and then told me that she said she'd be glad to see me on such a day at such an hour in her office. She had an office in the library on the 7th floor in the library.
University?
Catholic University.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Had you gotten your master's then?
No, I was.
Still a student?
Student for master's, graduate school.
Mm-hmm.
See, I had gotten my bachelor's at the University of Minnesota. But I hadn't yet gotten my master's.
Mm-hmm. And when did you meet Rhoda Matro?
Margaret Mead and the Matros lived together in the old Dutch quarters of New York.
What were you doing in New York at this time?
Seeing them.
Oh, I see. For help?
Yes, I had to see Dr. Kirby said if I got Margaret Mead to recommend me for funds, it would help. So I asked her. And then they invited me to supper, which was very nice. And the maid they had was somebody from the Caribbean Sea. She could hardly speak, she didn't speak our English. So I had her, she was a Catholic.